Welcome to The Unlabeling Effect, where three distinctive women daringly dive into some taboos with the intention to normalize the uncomfortable yet vital conversations. We're ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery with comrades like you. Let's commence on this week's episode on Do You Have the Right Support System in Place? We have briefly mentioned the categorization of people in your life in Season 3, Episode 7, three types of people you will meet. So type 1 are people who are there for a reason or for teaching us a lesson. And type 2 are people who have been there for us for majority of our life or had a significant impact to our life. And type 3 are people who are going to stay forever. Do you have your type 2 and 3 people as your support system? To me, a support system is that you have a network of people that can provide you with practical and emotional support. Today, we'll dive deeper into this topic and discuss, do you have the right one for yourself? Are you having realistic expectation from this group of people? And when to turn to your support system? Without further ado, let's dive right in. I'm your host, Rita, and with me here today are Melody and Vivian. Hi, girls.
Hi. Hi.
Whether type 2 and 3 people are your support system or you have a different ways to find or identify your support system?
I guess it's more like a certain quality of them would attract me to want them to be in my support system. Their importance in my life could vary.
Do you go to different people for different purposes? For example, if you have a difficult time at work versus difficult time in solving a problem, maybe?
I think I do. You would have to manage so many different types of challenges in life, insecurities, fear. I think it really depends on what perspectives I want. I definitely would look for different people for different advice or for different perspectives in order to support my own support system.
Yeah, totally. What about Vivian? Do you have a different take on this topic?
Remember when you asked that question and Mel answered like the type three that's going to stick with her for the rest of her life is herself, right? So when I was thinking like what my support system is, it's certain individuals, but then I'm also part of my support system. And then I listed out like a few pillars. So for example, exercise or watching movies or breathing, meditation or external resources like podcasts, like articles. I also think that those are my major support system. And then if I fail to self-soothe, then I will lean on to those certain individuals.
Oh, that reminds me of what you've said in early episode in Season 4, Episode 2, Why Relationships Matter. You mentioned that you have already built a certain skill set that you could fulfill certain basic needs of yours so that you wouldn't have the constant urge to go to the external world to fulfill those kind of needs. So now, how do you tell, like, when is trying enough?
It's a feeling, actually. When you feel like you need your support system, it's oftentimes, you know, when you face a failure or your self-worth or esteem is shaken or you're heartbroken or you're in a conflict with someone, right? And at the end of the day, it's about you feeling good about yourself and whether you feel like, okay, like this is said and done, I can move on, I accept it, or whether, you know, you still need another perspective to jump in. Because sometimes when you're not in your best mindset, you sometimes will dwell into things.
I cannot agree with Viv more because I do think that by connecting with people, it's a way of us seeking for guidance, particularly when we feel a bit lost internally. It's great to have someone who would be able to think with your best interest and try to give you perspectives or guideline that could hopefully bring you to somewhere that you might have just been lost, you know. But also echoing back with like what Viv said about like your internal work and how you can build your support system without needing any other people. I think like it's so important for me to work on our internal mindsets. Like what mindsets do we have that we hold that would be able to establish a support system that would allow us to fall, but also allow us to have strengths to come back up. For example, having certain routine or having certain hobbies or having certain achievements in place is a great way to build your support system. Because those activities or those regular exercises or hobbies that you attend to, they would give you a sense of achievement. And by giving you a sense of achievement is something that personally, it's a feeling that I would quite like to receive when I feel that I need some support in my life.
I understand where you're coming from, because that echoed to what I was experiencing back in London. Basically, I was just not having all these routine or having all these habit in place. And I was therefore all over the place. I couldn't have the anchor to at least fulfill my certain basic needs by myself. And that's why I kept on reaching out to my quote unquote support system. Basically, I just random people fit into my schedule and filled it up so that I wouldn't be alone. That experience actually brings me to a question. What kind of things are we expecting from a support system? Because back in time, I was trying to get from a support system to fulfill my basic needs.
I just want to ask you a question. Like, how did you realize that you picked the wrong people inside your support system?
At that time, I was just not able to spend time on my own. I didn't enjoy my own company. And that's why I picked rather having a bad company over being my own company. And that is why I know that I didn't have a healthy support system for myself, because at the end of the day, I knew that I wasn't growing and I was repeating this kind of vicious cycle. I felt bad. I felt lonely. I felt empty. And I fell back to this quote unquote support system and nothing has changed. They didn't stimulate me to change whatever that was happening or what was crumbling down in my life or rebuilding it in some way that could avoid it happening again. A good support system or a healthy support system would kind of have a breeding ground for you to grow. But then if you are having an unhealthy one or a maybe toxic one, that actually just put a Band-Aid over the wound that you have to heal.
Was it because you realized that there are certain qualities or certain criteria that you need that they could not fulfill?
I should always have something that I get out of that interaction. For example, perspective or great opinion, great criticism, or just something that could be a spark that night or out of that conversation. But back then, I couldn't see that. I could only see small talks that I couldn't even remember at the end of the day. And it was just a waste of time. If I have to put it in a harsh way.
I agree, because I now reflect back on what I really want from my support system, including myself. I think it's important that you've already touched on, which is perspectives. You would really appreciate if your friends or your support system actually would tell you their perspective, because that would completely broaden your horizon on different aspects that you should think about. For example, I think it's important that your support system could give you strength in all kinds of manners. Like, I don't know, like, you guys definitely give me different perspectives. And then, you know, we would challenge each other because you equally think that other perspectives are important, right? So imagine if your friends just say yes to whatever you say, instead of adding value or adding perspectives to your struggle. That's not the help that I would appreciate.
Yeah, exactly. And your support system should also offer you a feeling of empowerment. I know that everyone is having their own path and own journey and own things to face that you should deal with yourself, because that's your life. But then your support system, even though they could not 100% understand your situation, they should show you the support that empower you or strengthen you to feel that you have the power to go through this because you have all these people supporting you in the back. You know, that's what I really treasure now from my support system.
I'm just thinking, if a person is in need of his or her support system, they don't have the capacity to identify whether that person is a good support system or not. Because if you already have to lean on to someone, right? Most of the time you're like in a very powerless situation. Mm. And it's like you when you were in London, maybe you didn't have like anyone close there. So you just grab whoever you can get, right? That's just survival skills. And would you do anything differently, Rita, if you can go back in time?
For sure, I would do a lot of things differently. But then at that age, I think I had to go through that to become who I am right now. So I would choose to do the exact same thing, go through the exact same thing, because that actually paved way for me to come to Australia this time at this age and know exactly what to do.
So if there's a person in your situation right now and she cannot find her own support system in a brand new city, so you would suggest her to build the strength to spend time alone, or you would...
Yeah. And also, as Melody suggested, have the anchor, have at least a framework or routine that you could establish every day for you to lean on, which could maximize or optimize your efficiency in doing what you're supposed to do in this country. And on top of it, if you have days that are really off, I think learning to be on your own and not feeling weird or embarrassed about it is the greatest skill you could ever have, because that allows you to not be upset or disappointed, even people cancel on you at the very last minute. So if a person comes to a new country without any support system, I would say find yourself first. Find your own routine, establish it. If you're living your life okay on your own first, you will know what extra thing you could have to get additional merit to your life instead of sabotaging what you're having already.
My approach is always to keep growing. So like, because people could come and go, you know, if I have a support system today doesn't mean that it will stay like this forever. So I think it's important to have a growth mindset and just like keep your eyes out and, you know, trust your instinct. That's something that I've always been true to.
Yeah, exactly. And I also feel like your needs and wants from your support system change, and the people in your support system, how they give and what they could offer also change. So everything is just a trial and error and it's never static.
When you have the right mindset, it's easy to get into your support system and look for whatever you need, right? But there are times when you're so low, I would just struggle and you just think that I have suddenly, even though I know that I might have had a good support system, but at that point, in that moment, you just feel like I have nothing.
Yeah.
I definitely like went through this phase as well. Like circle back to what Rita just asked us, right? Like, when do you think you would know to reach out to your support system? And I guess my answer right now would be not to rush it. Because most of the time when you have those kind of setbacks, when you experience those setbacks, there are so much emotions that you don't even know what you're feeling or what you're thinking. If you talk to a person, maybe he or she can help you to process it on your own. But sometimes if they don't really know you, they would also be confused because they don't know how to help you because you are like so lost. And I think going through that process requires both you to, you know, sit with it. And just let those emotions run through first.
Mm.
And I think there are different times, because I remember multiple times when I was going through a heartbreak, I would just call Rita and be like, I need to vent. At that time, I know that I just need emotional support because I can no longer sit with my emotions anymore because it hurts. There would be times I'd be like, okay, what should I do? I know like at that time I need a perspective or I need a suggestion from her.
You know clearly what do you need from your support system. For example, you could articulate that you need advice right now. You need a tree hole to just do your word format and just that person literally just have to active listen to you. But sometimes do you think that us as a giver, us as a person that you reach out to, react in a way that align with your expectations?
Of course not 100%. It reminds me of a very funny situation. I remember that week was everything was crumbling down. So my work was crumbling down, and my relationship and my house. And it was just like a lot of things going on because I just moved to a new place, right? Mm. And then I remember my dad was there to help me put up a fixture. And then I just started to confide in him, you know, talk about work problems and talk about, you know, relationship problems, but of course, in a very like lighthearted manner. He basically just slapped me in the face, basically saying like, who do you think you are? Blah, blah, blah. And you should work hard your age. And so basically he just dismissed everything that I just told him. He was always this way. So I didn't expect anything more from him. But then towards the point I remember, I just started crying because I couldn't take it anymore. And he was so harsh. I just acted like a baby. I was like, I need a hug. And then he dropped everything and he just came to hug me. And then I just burst into tears. And I think it's during these kind of moments, you need to have like a strong sense of self. You need to know when to ask for what you need. Because even my dad, who knew me like for 20 years, doesn't mean that he knows like what you want, because as Rita said, your needs always change and what people give you always change. Because maybe like if I call Rita all of a sudden and she just came out of like writing a paper for 3 hours, of course she's in that, you know, solution mode. So she can't switch it like that. We have to accept the fact that people don't know what you want, but then they're so ready to help. They want to know how to help you.
Do you remember there was one episode, it was on communication styles. If two parties are talking in almost different languages or two different communication styles, both of them might have the same intention. They want each other to understand themselves, but then they just couldn't quite get the message through to the other person. You can only solve it by communicating how you would like to receive your messages.
No, because I think as a giver, most of the time, we forget to listen. Sometimes we want to help so much that we would be like, oh, I know this is what you can do. And then you just send like tons of links. And then, you know, like this would just fill in, like, look at this book. And then we forget to check in with that person emotionally first.
It's very interesting to see how our conversation unfolded. I defined support system as a network of people that empowers you or show you support when you're needed. But there are actually two levels to it. You actually could reach out to yourself first, do all the routine things to ground yourself before reaching out to your support system, and you would be more articulative about how you want them to support you. In return, you may get what you really needed. At the end of the day, though, only you know what kind of relationship you want and worth keeping. It is very important to have several people and groups that you can count on for support in your life. Anyone worth keeping close in your life will listen to you, respect, and honor your boundaries. Remember that you are worthy of love, care, consideration, and respect. That's all for today's episode. Do you have the right support system in place? Join us again next time when we talk about confrontation. Thank you for tuning in, and let's continue the conversation on Instagram at Unlabeling Effect. Please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and iTunes and give us a rating. Until then, dare to feel, dare to be real.